Hello, darling. Me again. You're like, who else would it be? No pleasantries. This isn't that type of call. This is the type of call where I expect you to listen, not to talk, unless I explicitly say otherwise. Do you understand me, boy? I will take that silence as a yes. Let's see. I can see from your GPS that you're about 25 minutes out from your stop. And I thought to myself, that is more than enough time for me to torture you. It's my favorite thing to do, isn't it? Now I expect you to confirm three things for me, but only when I have listed all three. The first is that you're sat in a quiet coach where the surrounding noise is low. I don't want to have to repeat myself. You know I hate doing that. It makes me cranky. The second is that you're definitely connected to the train's Wi-Fi and have a solid connection. Because I promise, if this call loses connection at any time and for any reason, you will be punished. And lastly, I want you to confirm that you are wearing headphones. My words are for you, and only you. Now answer me, fucktoy. Yes? Yes, who? Go on, you can do this. Repeat after me. Yes, miss. There now. That wasn't hard, was it? Saying two tiny words in public wasn't hard. It doesn't matter who heard you. It doesn't matter that any women who heard you are now smirking and laughing at you. It doesn't matter that they are now also humiliating you amongst themselves. No, it just doesn't matter how humiliating it can be for you to call me Miss when anybody else can hear you. It's just two words, honey. It's not hard at all. Unlike you, you're hard. You're hard because the humiliation and lack of control excites you, doesn't it? Fuck toy. Puppet. Pet. Oh, yeah. Such a mindless, powerless, helpless fucking pervert. You're so excited when I mean to you. Yes, you are. Oh, my poor baby. Squirming around in your seat while your hard cock twitches uncomfortably against your trousers. Oh, you are so needy. You live and breathe so I can be cruel to you. It gives meaning to your existence, doesn't it? You go out to work, you work hard, then you get me what you earn. The perfect arrangement. Ooh, hey, speaking of which, do you want to know what I bought today with your money, my pitiful little slave? Oh, you do, I know you do. Yeah, you hear that? That's exactly what you think it is. And I'm doing exactly what you think I'm doing. I'm torturing you by pleasuring me. And all you can do is sit there and listen. Fuck. Oh, what beautiful agony. For you. Sit there and listen while I play with my hot, wet pussy. Oh, fuck. you see, this is what happens when you go away and leave me alone for 3 fucking days. Oh, I don't care if it was a work trip and you had to go. Oh, fuck. You know my rules, fuck toy. We're to spend every night for the rest of our lives in bed together, and no exceptions. And when you break those rules, you get punished. Oh, fuck, I really like thinking about punishing you. And considering you have spent 3 nights away with work. 3 fucking nights. You're to be punished severely. Fuck. I've spent the last 2 hours preparing for you to get home. Having the room just how I want it. Dressing in something new. Something sexy. Something powerful. Something I know you're desperate to see. To feel. To smell. To breathe in. I've also been getting all of my tools of your pain and my pleasure ready. Ready for when you get through that front door. Yet still here I am, beautiful and waiting. Waiting while your cock twitches painfully. I bet you're fucking leaking now, aren't you? Sat leaking in public. On the train. I wonder if those smirking, laughing women will see. Will see how dirty you are. Oh, hard and leaking on the train. So needy, bad, bad boy. Oh, fuck. When you do finally get home, I'm going to use you. But you will not come. No, I'm going to edge you. But you will not come. I'm going to whip you, ride you, own you. But you will not come. You know the rules, baby. You only get release when I allow it. When you have my permission. But me? I get release. Whenever I want it. And I want it now. I want it now. This feels so good on my clit. I'm close. I'm so close. I'm so close to my many, many orgasms tonight. I'm gonna take them from you. Because I own you. My puppet. My pet. My fuck toy. You are mine. That felt good. Whew. Such a shame you weren't here to join in. But you got the next best thing, right? You got to hear it. Such beautiful torment for your tiny mind. So now, baby, tell me. Are you looking forward to seeing your wife, your owner, your miss tonight? Answer me. Say yes, miss. I never get tired of hearing that or watching you bolt whenever I say to do it. Ah, you're cute. I can just imagine how cute you are when I get mad at you. Oh, I miss your blushing. Oh, good boy, good boy. Now, by my reckoning, including the driving when you get off the train, you're 30 minutes from home. Because I'm feeling generous, I'm going to set my timer for 31 minutes. All I'm going to say is, you'd better not be late. Who knows how long it'll be until you get permission to come again, if you are. Because I don't care if you come or not. Oh, bye-bye, baby. Your time starts now.